Here we go. Full moon readings. North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in, of course.
Oh, yeah, I love it here.
Oh, my goodness. More full moon readings. I actually said earlier this week, there was a time in my life when I didn't look even into the full moon. It was just another day for me.
So you've never worked at a school or a hospital.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But it was one of those things. It's kind of just another day, or it came, it's a full moon tonight. That's cool.
Yeah.
But now we mark it in our calendars. We get excited for it because of full moon readings.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you. It's pretty awesome. But it's funny, you know, scrolling through Facebook, a lot of friends are like, is it a full moon? I didn't sleep.
Right.
Like, oh, it's a full moon already.
It is. Yeah. We were actually just talking before we came on here. A little bit of a tiresome group you and I are.
We are. I have my first coffee in hand while I'm here today.
So hopefully we can liven up a little bit. We got a bunch of texts coming in. People have texted in. But first, I do want to say thank you to North Conway Premier. They make this segment possible. We're able to do this each and every month and provide these free text readings to everybody. Again, that number, 603-356-9145. You can send over your question. And we want to thank North Conway Premier. They are getting ready for summer.
Yeah, they're ambitious. They think it's actually going to warm
That's
up.
That's true.
Like, they have air conditioners, lawnmowers.
They're ahead of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but they also are wise because they have generators too. So.
They do. They got a little bit of everything. Sean wanted everybody to know the air conditioners are all set up. They got power washers. They got generators, lawnmowers, and they actually have these really cool waterproof speaker boxes for pool parties and more.
Yeah.
You can check it all out at NorthConwayPremier.com. And, of course, you can visit them in store. And you got a few events of them. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But we're setting some stuff up with them later this summer as well. So that's really cool. But we got a bunch of readings.
Okay, I'm in.
Let's get to it. Okay, here we go. We got Ailsa from West Ossipee. She's texted in. She said that her cat Bear has been missing since July of 2017, and they believe that he has passed. Just want to know if he's in a better place.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Also, the cat, and they were very close, close with the cat, and her deceased husband, who's also passed away now, was the one who gave the cat to her.
Okay, so as soon as you started talking, my left hip really started hurting. And at first I thought, oh, that's the cat, although I do think the cat's on the other side. I don't think it's alive, and I think it was instant, like kind of out the door and Mother Nature, the cycle of life happened.
Mm-hmm.
But my hip is really sore, and I have goosebumps all over my right side, and your husband's taken his hat and like kind of... He's like, you know, he's doing the man thing. He's got a hat. He's kind of scratching the top of his head with the brim. He puts it down and then he hikes it back up. So he's not a guy that wore his hat low. You're doing great. I just heard stay the course. And he's making fun, like my mouth is really wet. He's making kind of weird noises with his mouth. So I don't know how your husband passed, but he's coming through more than the cat is. And he's 100% at peace with everything that's going on around you.
Okay, so that's a good one then. So the cat, you feel, is at least in a better place.
Oh, it went instantly to the other side. Animals don't look at death the way we do.
Yeah.
We think like, oh, they're dying. And they're like, woo, I'm going home. And then they see us still. So when I do a reading, if someone's like, do they miss me? The animal looks at you like, no. Like, I'm talking to you.
I've been here the whole time. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So it's a weird process to shift your thinking on that.
Okay, very cool. We'll move on. Keith from Berlin texting in has a cat named Shiloh, multicolored, and she doesn't seem herself as of late. She feeling okay?
She's fine. This cat, I just saw like kind of a, not super long hair, but longer, like mid-length hair, and I see this cat on its back like, I am amazing. And I totally get like... It's not a cat that would be going to a women's lib rally, but it's totally like, I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. It's like if you listen to NPR, if you have the news on going on in the background, this cat is an advocate for women. And I just get him tired of all the other stuff going on in the world. Actually, like, this is a really ridiculously funny cat because the snarkiness is right there. I think it's fine. It's just got an attitude right now.
All right, there you go. That one goes out to Keith from Berlin. It looks like Shiloh's okay.
Shiloh's fine.
She's doing just fine. Suzanne from Center Conway has texted in. She says her question is that she's wondering if her mother is around her daughter and her, if there's something else that she wants her to do with their ashes as well.
No, she doesn't care about her ashes. I don't care about my ashes. It's funny, I can feel your mom. I get really hot when I think of her. So I don't know if she was feverish at the end or if she just ran hot or always had the heat up. She's a little grumpy, and it's not because your question is good, but she's like, yes, I'm around, but you guys need some sense of direction. You two are just kind of floating, like you're fish in a fish tank that aren't using their fins. So kick it into gear a little bit. At least make a target, she says, and then start moving towards it.
Okay. That one goes out to Suzanne from Center Conway. Brian from Nashua texting in, listening online at conwaymagic.com. Just wondering if you see any of his family members who have passed hanging around, if they have anything to say or any advice to give. And he also wants to mention before you go here that he has noticed sometimes that when he's walking down store aisles, things will fall off the shelf and nobody else is there. Is there anybody reaching
out? Well, he's so tuned in, but he doesn't want to be. This is the kind of guy that at 17 years old, he probably knew something that his girlfriend was doing or a friend was doing, called them out on it, and then got sort of spooked himself with it. So things are falling off the shelves because you're supposed to be paying more attention. Pay attention to when you get goosebumps, that spirit around you. Pay attention when your ear pressure changes. So if it's like you're going up a hill and your ear pressure shifts, but you're not going up a hill, that's how somebody says hi. For me, my right ear is female, left ear is male. So pay attention to which side of your body it is getting affected. When he asked about his family, I'm covered in goosebumps right now. And when you were introducing me, I was sort of grounding and centering. And in my head, I saw all of these people in the room. And I was like, well, this is going to be an interesting day. So I see them in my head the same way I see what I had for dinner. I don't see dead people walking around. But I see people, and his people go all the way back. And I see a really old group of people that are almost Victorian era. So I don't know if you're doing your DNA analysis or anything, but when you ask your people around, I get yes, but not the ones that just recently went.
Okay, that one goes out to Brian from Nashua. Thank you for listening online. Of course, that is conwaymagic.com. And speaking of websites, you can check out Sarah's website, enlightenedhorizons.com, for all the details on what you do. And you offer quite a bit.
I do. The next thing coming up on Tuesday, I'm at the Soaking Pot, which is phenomenal. It's
and how was that first one, by the way?
It was awesome. So last one was Letting Go. And you sit with your feet in this giant copper tub with just beautiful stuff in it. I can't tell you what it is. It smells good. It feels good. It's amazing.
That's the magic.
Yeah, the magic part. They do that. They keep filling it with warm or hot water. It's hot water. Mm-hmm. And this upcoming one is on shedding weight. And there's two sessions from 4 to 5 and 6 to 7. I think the second one might be filled. So if you want it, you better call them this morning. And shedding weight isn't just losing physical pounds. It's what are you carrying that you don't need anymore? Is it an old belief? Is it a family member that's dragging you down? And I'm also a hypnotist and an energy worker. I do Reiki. So I guide you through a relaxation and then give you some ways to release that weight while the water is doing its magic as well.
Pretty cool.
So afterwards, last time I got like three emails from people like, I slept for 9 hours straight. I was so relaxed.
Excellent. Like, so it's like the weight off your shoulders.
Weight off your shoulders. Yeah.
Excellent.
And you take an hour for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So important.
Absolutely. You can learn more by following Sarah on social media, Facebook, of course, and I can go to, again, enlightenedhorizons.com. Let's do one more before we have to take a quick break.
Okay.
Kristen from Tamworth has lost a total of three immediate family members, loved ones, this past year. I was wondering if she thinks she's getting some small signs. Also, is she looking over especially her siblings?
She's getting huge signs. They're not a subtle group. Like, they marched to heaven together. It's interesting. I get, like, they had a mission and it couldn't be completed here. And when I see them on the other side, I see them kind of raising like a timber frame home and really getting that the pieces together. And I think when they were all here, some of the people blocked the progress that others could have done. So by leaving and creating space for you, your job now is to connect with them in spirit and ask them to assist you in the ways that you want them to. It's not like, oh, a father saying, you better do it like this. It's, Dad, I need $500 so that I can get a permit for this or whatever the money is. They're saying permit. So I don't know if you're building a house, but I see them helping people, but from the other side, and they're way more available over there than they were in their human form.
Okay, another full moon reading session is underway. If you have a question, make sure you send a text, 603-356-9145. We'll get through as many as possible. And just a reminder for everybody, we understand that you're living busy lives, and if you have to step away from your radio, that is okay, as long as you come back, of course.
Yeah, come back, yeah.
Come back, but we also record all of our sessions here. Pre-record would be
pre-record.
Crazy. Although you could probably pull
it
off.
I'm not amazing. We've time traveled. This is done 10 years ago.
We record all of our sessions, and we post it up later today at ConwayMagic.com. We'll be back in three. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.